So we talked a little bit about that, and then we were looking at some of the projects this summer for awarding. There's a big bituminous mill and overlay up north of town here. They're going to put some new tar down. So that's coming. They awarded that. He also finished his section with 2024 annual report for highway operations. This is something that the highway department and he as a county engineer complete every year for the board. They talk about the cost to maintain our road systems. We get funding based on a formula the state sets, but we have to show that we have that effort back and that we're spending that money on the CASA system. So talked a little bit about that. He talked about the equipment fleet, how many hours that we see on those, how much it costs to maintain some of those things. There's a lot of really, really good data in there for folks that are interested. That report is available. And that did get approved by the board. And then we kind of rounded out the meeting with just a few things. We had, you know, two more townships delegate registration authority. So everybody countywide, with the exception of two townships so far, has delegated registration authority for cannabis businesses to the county. So I just had an update last week from Office of Cannabis Management. It does look like we're moving forward with those businesses being very close to kind of going to that registration process and things like that. So maybe see some action this year on that. And then I kind of just finished out the meeting with some concerns that we had about the legislative things that we're hearing from the state. Overwhelmingly, whether you look at the House budget, the Senate budget, or the governor's budget, counties are by far the worst off with cost shifts and mandate increases. And what that translates to here for local taxpayers is anywhere between an 8 and a 12% levy increase, because the state's shifting cost to the counties for programs that they're mandating we carry out. And that's a very difficult thing to deal with from the board's perspective. There is paid FML. That's going to be a half a percentage on the levy. There was potential reductions in PILT payments. That's another half a percent in the levy. There's going to be things like, so there's this aid reduction bucket. And then there's this bucket under human services, which is increased mandates, cost shifts, and things like that. So the human services is probably some of the most concerning things. They're looking at cost-shifting disability waivers, Minnesota State of Sex Offenders Program. That would be 100% county pay, which we're fortunate right now. We don't have anybody in that program, but that would be a big cost shift if we would get somebody into that program. And then the biggest one is an implementation of the African American Welfare and Disproportionality Act, and that would be coming in 2026. And that is not resourced, meaning that there's no aid from the state, but it's going to increase the intensive efforts that workers have to make for child protection cases. So looking at probably lowering caseloads because of the extra work they're going to have to do, which leads to increased staff. So our estimate that could be 4 to 5% alone just to implement in 26. So, and then the last of cannabis aid too. So we haven't even gotten that. We got $2,100 in December from the taxes collected on low potency hemp edibles. But in the coming years, we're supposed to, as county entities, get 20% of the 10% excise tax is supposed to go to a local government aid account, and that's supposed to get split 50-50 between counties and cities. It's a little bit more complex than that, but essentially we haven't even gotten that aid yet, and that was supposed to be for extra enforcement effort, human services impacts, and like harm reduction to youth. And we haven't even gotten that money, and they're already taking it away. So a lot of challenges. Folks that are property taxpayers should be concerned and should follow this. They should reach out to legislation, specifically on the DFL side, folks like that are leading, that are not backing down on some of these cost shifts. It's very, very concerning. So that's just kind of an update. I know that's a little bit, discouraging, and that's the way I felt when I came back from St. Paul last week. So just really encourage people, don't wait till it's too late to get involved. Make sure you're following these legislative things, because they certainly impact us locally, and we're doing what we can to advocate and use our lobbying entities. But it's important that the general public has an awareness of what happens in St. Paul during the legislative session.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a lot of great information. And if you wanted to look into it further, you can find a lot of that online, like you were saying.
So. Correct. Or reach out to my office if I said something that you want more information on. I'm always willing to be transparent and help folks with what I know. So.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah. Rebecca Young, our community administrator. I see you every couple of weeks with always great information. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.